Goya's portrait of the Duke of Wellington was painted in 1812, was subsequently reworked a couple of years later. This makes the picture very interesting. And the alterations which it underwent between the two painting sessions can be seen quite clearly on the picture. There are several pentiments or changes or alterations which the artist made and which allow us to date the sessions in which Goya worked quite closely. Wellington is shown here with several decorations. If we look on his chest, we can see at the top the Star of the Order of Bath, and that corresponds with the pink sash which he wears over his chest. There are two other star decorations beneath that. The star on the left is a Portuguese order of knighthood. It's actually Order of the Tower and the Sword. This, of course, was granted to him by the Portuguese monarch for his military successes in Portugal. And then over to the right-hand side is a Spanish decoration, the Order of San Fernando. Following the success in the Battle of Salamanca, Wellington was honoured with what's perhaps the most prestigious decoration he wears in this portrait, and that is the Order of the Golden Fleece. A knighthood was distributed by the Spanish kings. It was a very select club, and Wellington is shown wearing the insignia of the Order of the Golden Fleece round his neck. If one looks down below the Golden Fleece itself, one sees what looks like a rather messy part of the picture. We can see these three golden bars to which a cross is attached. But underneath, one can see that there's a golden medallion which has subsequently been painted over. Also, if one looks to the right, one can see that some of the decorations have what appear to be shadows. For example, one looks at the decoration on the right-hand side, there appears to be a dark shadow just to the left of it. Well, all this indicates Goya altered some aspects of the picture. Some details were changed by him. The changes correspond with altered decorations which Wellington subsequently received. Now, the golden medallion he wears beneath the three golden bars or clasps was the peninsular medallion, a medallion granted to those who had been successful in the Peninsular War. And subsequently, this peninsular medallion was altered, was replaced by the military gold cross, which has a lion at the centre. And then the clasp represented additional victories. So a clasp was added for every victory there was. Eventually, Wellington ended up with nine clasps. Here he's shown with only three, but it can be seen quite clearly that the three clasps have been painted over the peninsular medallion. It seems clear that Goya, because of the dates when we know that these decorations were changed and when they were granted to Wellington, it seems clear that Goya had a second go at the portraits. We know that Wellington was in Madrid in 1812. He subsequently returned in 1814, and it's very likely that Goya kept the portraits and was able to work on it again in 1814 when Wellington returned to Madrid. So Goya had the chance to update the portraits, and he also seems to have changed the colour of the uniform that Wellington is wearing. So he's now shown in a full dress uniform, whereas before the uniform he was wearing was a darker colour, probably a blue. But the intensity of the gaze is what I think is most striking about this picture. The triumphant, successful general, slightly diffident, even slightly unsure of himself, it would appear from the portrait, is shown with great skill by Goya. Goya aware, it seems, of what's going on behind the eyes, behind the face of this triumphant general. Wellington was obviously not thrilled by this portrait because he is known to have given it away after his return to London. At the Battle of Vitoria, this was the last battle that Wellington fought against the French in the Peninsular War, and he captured the booty, the baggage train of the fleeing French King Joseph Bonaparte. When the booty arrived in London, it was discovered to contain a most extraordinary collection of pictures. These had been clearly looted by Joseph Bonaparte from the Royal Palace in Madrid and in neighbouring royal palaces around the capital. Wellington was immensely embarrassed by this and immediately offered to return these to the restored Spanish king, Ferdinand VII. Well, Ferdinand VII was, of course, extremely grateful that thanks to Wellington's efforts, he'd been returned to the throne in Spain. And so he made an extremely generous gesture to Wellington and allowed him to keep all the pictures. Now, the collection of pictures included works by Correggio, by Velázquez, and by several other major artists. And it's as a result of this generous gesture of Ferdinand VII that Wellington was able to acquire at a stroke one of the finest old master collections in the country. These pictures are preserved today at Apsley House, the Wellington Museum, just on the edge of Hyde Park near Piccadilly, and can be visited by the public.